Open your Bibles, your copy of the Word of our Lord. Turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. In your Bibles, we're going to look, the Lord leading us, at verse 19 and 20.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. We're going to read them into our hearing. May it please God for us to receive them.
Amen.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
This is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And the people of God should say,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, please. Master expects to preach this subject. Ye are not your own.
Amen.
You see that at the bottom portion of verse 19. Ye are not your own. Would you say it back to me?
Ye are not your own.
Ye are not your own. Ye are not your own. Amen. Question has been raised, can I live as I please? It's my life. And after all, I'm grown. Can I live as I please? The answer is very loud and clear. Ye are not your own. The body of every man, every woman, every boy, every girl is designed to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. The body is designed by the Creator to be the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And this is one of the glorious truths of both Scripture and the Christian experience.
Amen.
The word body is singular, and refers to every individual. Everybody, that is anybody, has a body. And so every believer has a body. But the body is occupied by the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us quite plainly that the Holy Spirit actually dwells within the body of the believer.
Amen. Amen.
are present this morning and you are a believer, you have an occupant.
Amen.
You are not
your own.
And the Bible clearly says that you are not your own because you have been bought with a price. You have been bought with a price, not rented, bought and paid for. And you have been bought and paid for to provide residence for the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is God's gift to us. A man does not receive the Spirit of God by working for him. He receives the gift of the Holy Spirit from God the Father. And God the Father, who gives us the Holy Spirit, gives us because we have been bought with a price. It's like somebody who has bought a house and then decides who lives in that house. And God paid for our body through his Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross at Calvary. And when he did that, he decided that every believer who believed in him and in his Son, Jesus Christ, would be occupied by not only their personal spirit, but the Holy Spirit. God lays claim on our body. We're not just running around in the world footloose and fancy free. If we are believers, our bodies are occupied by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we sing "Something Within Me." It's not something, it's the Holy Ghost in us. And brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ, who paid the full price for our bodies, is now absolutely fulfilling his promise that he would not leave us comfortless. We have as our comforter the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Body and spirit are both designed to glorify God. You'll note that a temple has no other purpose for existence except to house God's presence. It has but one function, and that is the reception of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When we do good deeds, they are ordered by the Holy Ghost, who lives in us. Amen. He does have a function. And his function, or his purpose of being in our bodies, is to order and direct our steps. To order and direct all of our activities. All of our activities should be under his direction. We ought personally to prepare for the reception of his presence. The case for taking care of the human body has been stated and overstated. For there are too many people now who believe that somehow they take care of themselves. Oh, I thank God for the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wonder sometimes, do you? Do you thank God for the Holy Ghost's presence within you? And maybe I ought to discuss what that means. It means that sometime the Holy Ghost will restrain us from doing what we sure enough want to do. We ought to say that again. There are some things we want to do because these bodies that still have the old sin nature wants to do some things that the Holy Spirit of God will absolutely restrain us and keep us from doing. Let me tell you that He not only restrains us now, you need to know also that He will permit you to do some things that you attempted to do and will simply rise up in you as a conscience against what you just did. Many of us go home and we think that perhaps this is my house. I do what I want to do in here. But you must not forget that in your body that's in that house is another resident. That resident is the Holy Spirit. The case for taking care of these bodies has been overshot and overdone. Because there are too many of us who believe that somehow we take care of these bodies. But we can't move them if the Holy Ghost does not allow us to move them. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you this morning that the body and the spirit of man has been created by God. And if you're one who believes that God is your creator, then you believe that Jesus is your savior. If you believe that God is your creator, you believe that Jesus is your savior. If you believe that, then they both belong to God through what we call the redemption process. He who redeemed us owns us. We need to understand that we have been ransomed by the blood of a crucified lamb. The word bought means to buy in a marketplace. The idea that Jesus Christ has paid the ransom for us means that He bought us out of enslavement to sin. We don't have to sin. Amen. We don't have to sin. Yet we still have that old sin nature. But Jesus Christ paid the price to purchase us out of the old slim sin principle. Many of us have forgotten that we once were slaves to sin. But He hath come to set us free from that slavery to ownership of Himself. He bought us out of the enslavement to death. Because brothers and sisters, we have an appointment once to die. But after that, the judgment. So we go on after they hear that we've died. Amen. Amen. Our bodies will die. But some of you heard that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Not only will we be buried and interred into the grave, but we will rise when Jesus comes as new creations. He brings all of us a new body. Oh yes, the church will say amen to that. He bought us that we might be bought out of the enslavement to hell. For his death met all of the demands of God's perfect justice. God's justice was completely satisfied when Jesus died, taking our sins upon himself, dying for us, suffering hell and separation from God for us. Therefore, we are free to be providing a residence for the Holy Ghost. We are liberated from sin, liberated from death, and liberated from hell. We are now free to live righteously and eternally in God's presence. All because Jesus paid the ransom. We can sing out loud, though we don't sing it much perhaps as we should. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin left the crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. See, my brothers and sisters, it is important that we accept that reality because it comes up again and again. Yes, it comes up again and again. Over and over comes the question, can I do what I want to do since I am free? No, not since you are free can you do what you want to do. But you can do what God wants you to do. Oh, bless your heart this morning. Perhaps you aren't able to say amen to that. Because some of us are still looking back at the old sin nature and somehow wanting it to preside over our lives. By God's grace, we have indeed an opportunity to sin. God does not want us yielding to that opportunity. He does not want us yielding to that opportunity. Because, my beloved, I'm here to tell you, indeed, we have a residence who wants to take charge of our lives. Yes, yes, he wants to take charge of our lives. We want to allow ourselves sometimes to do what we want to do. But if we get in a place where we feel that we can handle our sins, we are lying to ourselves. We need the help that only the Holy Ghost can give us. We need the help that only he can offer us. Because, my beloved, you and I need to remember that if we let ourselves go, we who have been saved will have to think about what happens when we sin. I can tell you this morning, I know I have been saved, my brothers and sisters, for 70 years. I met the Lord when I was 7 years old. And I celebrate that sometime in my private moments because God has brought me a mighty long way. Yes, I'm faced with the opportunity to sin every day. Yes, yes, and when I was saved, the Lord saved me spiritually. But this flesh of mine was not saved. I still have the desires and the potential to sin. And I'm not suggesting that that's a good thing. I'm trying my best to preach that that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Each of us, no matter the age of our lives, no matter the age of our experience, is capable of sin. We need to be reminded of that and seek to guard our lives, asking the Holy Spirit to help us and help us not to yield to temptation. Temptations are all around us. And if you ever get to the place that you feel you can handle sin, you're walking up a dangerous task. The flesh desires those things that please the flesh. It's never interested in doing what pleases God. Did I say that? Yes, that's what I say. The flesh is never interested in pleasing God. The flesh seeks to please the flesh. But the Christian feels the tug of the Holy Ghost. He tells us, no, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. And each victory will help us, some other, to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. And look ever to Jesus, for he will carry you through. Yes, we have the opportunity for sin. But thank God we also have the opportunity for sanctification. I'm glad that we don't just have the potential and opportunity for sin. We also have the opportunity and potential for sanctification. Through the help and guidance of the Lord God Almighty, we can avoid and even overcome sin. We don't have to live our lives as victims to sin and the devices of Satan. Satan is still a real enemy. We do not possess the power or desire within ourselves to avoid sin. But we can find the strength that we need in the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Oh, I knew the amens would be slammed. But brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you is gospel truth. You might ask, how is that possible? The Bible tells us in verse 18 of this same chapter, flee fornication. Every sin that man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. And when we find ourselves in tempting situations, God has a remedy where we fear that we will give in to the temptation and commit sin. God has a remedy. Yes, he does. He says, flee from it. Run from it. Get away from it. There is nothing cowardly about running from sin. In other words, get away from it. Remove yourself from that situation. Because it's almost impossible to drink a beer or use drugs if you are not in the place where they are available. It's almost impossible to get in a compromising situation with someone if you are not in the place for that to happen. The point is, we don't have to engage in sin just because we have the opportunity. Amen. We can avoid it if we learn how to flee. Satan has power. Satan has power. And he will do his best to tempt you just like he did our Savior. that, my brothers and sisters, when you are tempted, thank God he does not possess the power that our Lord has. See, he has some power, but our God has all power. Thank you for getting with me a little bit. You can live this life that honors God with your body. Amen. Because the opportunities that the body has are clearly outlined and clearly seen in the midst of life's experience. I can yield to the sin. Amen. Or I can resist the temptation. See, my brothers and sisters, the body has a new occupant. Amen. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. He is a residence. He's not a temporary residence. He's not just a visitor. He resides in us. We must keep in mind that the Corinthian believers were struggling with keeping the body pure. They fought hard. They struggled hard. My brothers and sisters, believe me today that God in Christ did pay the price that the Holy Ghost might live in us. You hear me? And some even had the strange idea in Corinth that the body was only to be kept pure while they were in the church. And there are people who feel like that today. Shh, we in church. And my brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost wants us to say shh wherever we are, not just while we're in the house of God. At other times, we are to please the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Paul addressed that doctrine by reminding us all of our physical bodies that were the temple of the Holy Ghost. But once we are the temple of the Holy Ghost, he does not come in as a visitor. He does not come in to stay for a little while. He remains in there. And I thank God for that particular doctrine, that once he moves in, he'll not move out. You can grieve the Holy Spirit, but he will not move because you have grieved him. But my brothers and sisters, that's a dangerous thing to do. It can cut short your life. Yes, in this present world, God will not keep on allowing you who said you love the Lord, who said you wanted to be a child of God. He will not allow you to keep on grieving the Holy Ghost. But he is a permanent residence in our lives. We need to pass that word on somehow to our children. Let them know that they were not baptized to be a believer in just anything. They were baptized to be a believer in Jesus Christ, who sent us this other comforter, being the Holy Ghost. Now, that's a sobering thought, because we have indeed the prohibition to sin. We must indeed learn how to resist the tempter. Do you hear me? Our physical bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, the sanctuary where he resides. And he doesn't dwell there and wait for us to show up on Sunday mornings. He knows that that's where we ought to go, to be with other believers whose bodies are occupied by the Holy Ghost. And when all of us get together, with all of us having the Holy Spirit as our residence, we ought to have a good time. to have a good time. Our spirits ought to meet because they all are one.
Yeah.
Our spirits ought to meet because they are one.
Yeah.
My Holy Spirit is not my personal property.
Yeah.
You have him in you.
Yeah.
And God knows it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
See the people of God, each of us having, living in us, one Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He is not divided.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? He is not divided, but he has the properties that God himself has.
Yeah.
He is omnipresent.
Yeah.
He is reliable.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
You might be thinking to yourself what a tall order it is to try and please the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
What an awesome responsibility to maintain the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. He maintains your temple himself.
Yeah.
He takes care of us. Amen. It's why it's easy for him to heal our body.
Yeah.
When our bodies are racking with pain, many of us need to learn how to pray.
Yeah.
Lord, your Holy Ghost lives in me.
Yeah.
Let him touch me where my pain is.
Yes.
Let him remove that pain.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you hear me this morning?
Yeah.
It is important because we've been given this blessed presence that we remember he has given us the Spirit to dwell in us as our helper.
Yeah.
He is to help us as God directs.
Amen.
It's important then for us to know that he has a purpose. In our lives, he has a purpose.
Yeah.
His purpose is to be our helper because we have been bought with a price.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
We have then the obligation of our bodies to remember that we are not our own.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful idea.
Uh-huh.
When you are your own, many who are on their own have become wretched and surely criminal.
Yeah.
We are they who have been bought with a price.
Yeah.
And it's a mighty powerful thought, as Paul clearly states it.
Yeah.
How blessed God paid and offered himself at Calvary's stream that he might pay the price for all of our sins and then buy us out of the market. So I'm not on the market. I've been bought. Ready. I want to be ready when he comes. them slippers. I'm gonna be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Have I got a witness? Somebody may want to repent, having acted like